From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. Department of Justice has found that the St. Louis County Family Court routinely violates the constitutional rights of children in the system. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman says the investigation lasted almost 2 years.
The report does not say exactly what prompted the investigation, which started back in November 2013. The Civil Rights Division found that black children in the county's juvenile justice system are treated unequally solely because of their race. For example, they are 2.5 times more likely to be held in custody before trial. Investigators also found a number of due process violations. The family court failed to provide children adequate legal representation and did not protect their right to avoid self-incrimination.
Rachel Lippman reporting. The suspect in the Charleston church shootings is scheduled to appear in federal court this hour. Dylan Roof faces several federal charges, including alleged hate crimes and obstructing the practice of religion. He is accused of shooting 9 worshipers to death at a historic South Carolina church in June. The U.S. has been spying on Japan for at least a decade, according to a new batch of secret documents posted by the website WikiLeaks. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this new revelation may cause friction between the two allies.
WikiLeaks published a list of U.S. surveillance targets in Japan. It includes Japanese banks, businesses, and top government officials. Some documents show the U.S. listened in on Japanese conversations about climate change, trade negotiations, nuclear power, and other sensitive issues. The press secretary for Japan's foreign ministry, Yasuhisa Kawamura, said Japan is in contact with the U.S. about this and, quote, Japan will continue to employ all necessary measures to protect information. WikiLeaks has previously released classified documents about U.S. surveillance of Germany, France, and Brazil. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Seoul.
Olympic officials picked Beijing, China, to host the 2022 Winter Olympics over Almaty, Kazakhstan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. The Chinese capital becomes the first city ever to host both summer and winter games.
In the end, the International Olympic Committee's vote was close, 44-40 in Beijing's favor. In a pre-taped address, President Xi Jinping said that if chosen, China would honor all the pledges it made in its bid. He added that putting on a great show was the common wish of China's 1.3 billion people. Skiing events will be held in the city of Zhangjiakou, some 120 miles northwest of Beijing, and a high-speed railroad will be built to connect the two cities. China has dismissed concerns about both its human rights record and the need to make snow for ski slopes in Beijing's normally bone-dry winters. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 2 points at 17,749. The Nasdaq is up 21 points at 5,150. The S&P 500 is up 4. This is NPR. German authorities won't prosecute a retired Minnesota carpenter accused of commanding an SS unit during World War II. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. Prosecutors say the 96-year-old man isn't fit to stand trial.
The Munich prosecutor says he decided to shelve his investigation into Michael Karkok based on comprehensive medical documentation from the U.S. geriatric hospital where he's being treated. Karkok is accused of commanding a unit in the SS-led Ukrainian Self-Defense Legion, which burned villages with women and children during World War II. He's also accused of lying to American immigration officials to get into the U.S. after the war. Karkov's family denies he was involved in any war crimes. The case is the third shelved by German prosecutors in as many months for former Nazi defendants in their mid-90s who were deemed unfit to stand trial. Such cases can be reopened if circumstances change. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The Obama administration is starting a pilot program to let some prisoners receive Pell Grants to pay for college classes. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says educating prisoners will help reduce crime.
Senator Pell, for whom the Pell Grant program is named, he said diplomas are crime stoppers. And what he said, actually 20, 21 years ago, is as true today as it was then. Diplomas, I believe, are crime stoppers.
There's a waiver in the law letting the administration use the grants for experimental programs, but this initiative has drawn fire from some Republicans who say paying for prisoners' educations sends the wrong signal. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.